How sweet it is. Good morning. It's Global Time with Christ Jesus. And I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, for the next 35 minutes or so. Praise God. We have a wonderful, a brand new day. Thank you for joining us. You are so faithful and courageous and disciplined, I would say, that you're up this early every morning, looking forward to being together with the rest of us before the throne of grace. I trust that you're feeling well after a pleasant night of rest. The weather is quite chilly, and of course, we came through in our zone a day of extended rain showers. And it was kind of a pleasant. Reminds us of God's seasons, times, and circumstances, and how He cares and watches over us. Well, today is Tuesday, November the 18th, and we are looking forward to having a wonderful day of praising and glorifying God in our doings, in our beings, and so on. So today we want to go before the throne of grace right away. We want to enjoy the welcome that awaits us in His presence. Father, we thank You for opening the doors of Your sanctuary to us and inviting us in. You ask us to come in boldly, and in so doing, we come with praise and with thanksgiving. We love You, Lord, and You have kept us, Your awesome majesty and rulership over all the earth has contained us so that we have and are experiencing Your great mercy, Your righteousness, Your power to keep, Your love, Your mercy, all of the wonderful things that make up Your person and being. You're pouring it out like the rain upon us, and we are basking in it. We give You thanks and much praise today. We thank You for all the things that You have done, even those things that we are not aware of. But we are aware that we are here and present, which means it's because of You, because You are our preserver and our keeper. Now, Father, today we offer to you not only praise and thanksgiving, but we offer petitions on behalf of ourselves, on behalf of our families, our tribes, our friends, and people in our community, people that you have called and planted, people that you have wired to function. And you have this great, intricate network of purposes that you're working all at the same time. We're amazed, we're thrilled, and very impressed with your ability and your power to oversee and to overrule all of creation. So today we rest in our hearts and our minds, and we do so in great peace, knowing that you are in charge. Father, I thank you for all our prayer partners that are on with us. Bless them in their going out, their coming in, their laying down, and of course, their rising up. Bless them in the city and bless them in the country. May their cupboards be filled and running over with your blessings, with your provision. Thank you for the hearts, the generous hearts that you've given to us, so that we are able to give of ourselves willingly and with understanding, with purpose, with joy. We ask these things in no other name than the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Once again, welcome to you, and thank you for joining us on this Tuesday morning, this cool Tuesday morning. Well, I'm thanking God for yesterday. And, you know, as you get closer to the Lord, you really begin to appreciate each day and all it contains. And because you're aware that every moment comes out of His hand. He provided that moment. And whatever it brought, He's there with us. We can be confident of that. So I'm praising Him for yesterday and all its activities, and what a blessing it was. And I thank Him for the people whose paths crossed with mine and mine with theirs, and the sense of God's divine appointments and providence ruling over every word and every thought, every action. So that may seem trite. However, it's not, because God is Lord over everything, even our thoughts. And so we thank Him, and I give Him praise for yesterday and for all that we were able to do and accomplish on yesterday. He's truly proving Himself every single day. Every single day. And you will observe that only as you pay attention, curiously watching His actions. Praise the Lord. Well, our usual protocol is, just as a quick reminder, that if you want to be heard, you want to give a shout out to the Lord, you want to offer a prayer request, we're here to agree with you. There's an awesome power in agreement according to the scriptures. Two or three or, you know, touch and agree. It's concerning anything. It shall be done. So if you got mountains, or you can perceive mountains, and mountains are wonderful, they're majestic, but sometimes you want them moved. Well, He says that we can speak to those mountains today. So if you'd like to have your voice heard, just press the button 1 on your telephone, and that makes your microphone in our studio live, and you will be heard, guaranteed. Well, I have the I have assembled, as I usually do. I try to have my heart and spirit track God's heart and spirit. In other words, what does He want us to discuss, if you will, when we come before Him? What does He want us to center on and raise as praise and prayer requests? And so I usually leave my heart and mind open for that. In fact, I'm in a practice of leaving my heart and mind open for that all day long, not just when we gather here. All day long, I want to hear what God is thinking and feeling from moment to moment, and what does that mean for me as His creation. So that's where I'm and how I'm able to assemble a list of things, prayer requests and intercessions when we come before Him. Comes from Him. Today we are focused on the idea that we're looking into the secret of a quiet mind. I find that it's not easy to have a quiet mind in a world such as we live in, because there's so much challenge, so many issues that you and I hear of, experience, or encounter on a daily basis. So if one is not careful, one can be unstable in one's mind, distracted and just worried. The word worry implies being drawn in different directions, meaning that we are distracted, we are upset in spirit. However, Jesus, in His Sermon on the Mount, He warned against that very thing. He was showing us the secret of a quiet mind, free from anxiety and unnecessary worry about food and clothing, you know, the bills, so to speak. And what He pointed out is that we are not to be threatened by tomorrow's evils. In other words, we can be so worried and pressed concerning the things that we're thinking about today that it even overflows and spill over in tomorrow. And He said we are not to be threatened by tomorrow's evils, because the quiet mind exists in an atmosphere of complete confidence in our Father in heaven. Complete confidence. And that's something that we grow into, something that is developed in us, this confidence. And it is comforting to recall that He has good thoughts. That's what His Word says. Good thoughts towards you for a good end. Someone said, where our mind goes, the rest of us follow. So Jesus was saying, stay centered, quiet in the mind. And that is even while the storms are raging all around, above and under us even. And we are to be quiet in our minds. And there are moments that it is more or less challenging to do that. But Jesus is saying you can. It's possible to have a quiet mind. And I would like to remind us that doing what we're doing now, we're rising early every day. That is one of the most powerful things that one can do, rising every day to early to pray. That is mind and spirit preserving. Think about it. So but it, when we're done, we leave and our mind is quiet, and we can discern praise and thanksgiving emanating from our hearts. Not worry, not oppression, not depression. A quiet, thankful mind. Amen. Praise the Lord. That was for me, and maybe for someone else, because I'm willing to share that with someone else. I don't want to keep it all for myself, but certainly I'm making sure I get my share of that. That was for us. Okay, our prayer targets today. One of the items on the top of our list today is I would like us to petition, pray for men and women who are in law enforcement. You don't have to be a genius to realize that the seasons and times, there's the ebb and flow of wickedness, and we're in a season where that is, it, the tides of wickedness are high because of the desperation of men and women to do their thing, and the enemy takes advantage of that inclination. And so there are things that are going on that are unthinkable. Let us pray for the men and women who must stand up against the tide. And we know some of those men and women. It has to be extremely difficult as they stand against evil, stand against the plots of the devil. And it shows up in persons who are just bent by the enemy to do evil. Father, we thank you for the men and the women that you have designed, given a heart to be fighters, to stand up in authority against evil in all its manifestations. They're courageous. We pray for them today, even as they operate in these moments. While we were asleep, they were up. They were ascending and defending against the tide of evil orchestrated by the kingdom of darkness. Thank you for these men. Thank you for these women. And Father, we speak in particular of those that we know. We know of Officer Peppers. We know of Officer Walker. We bless them with peace and safety. Strengthen them the more for this day that they are able to stand victoriously, given the sense of mission and task and responsibility that you've placed upon them. We pray for the first responders. We pray for a firefighter, Dumont. Strengthen him today. Have your peace overflow these brothers and sisters, that they may know that they are not alone, that heaven is with them. Give them sight, an insight, caused them to see as the eagle, afar off, in the distance, sharply focused. Bless them today. In Jesus' name, cause all those that are watching over the borders, over the ports and airports, give them sharp sight to be able to discern the evil plans and plots and activities, so that those who are involved in terrorism, their efforts will be frustrated, that they are stopped before they are able to perform their evil works. We thank you for protecting all of us from those evils, because while we sleep, they plot. But you are always on your throne. Your mercy and your grace fail not. You see everything, and you know the beginning from the end. So we thank you today for being there for us and with us, and your continued watch over us, keeping us from dangers seen and unseen. Strengthen the forces of the law. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're to thank God for those people and those persons who God has so wired their spirits and beings that they're willing to put themselves in between us and the forces of evil, the manifest forces of evil. I can't do that. I'm not wired for that. But God has people that are. They love what they do. And we thank God for them. So we wanted to, I believe God wanted us to pray for them, because they're his people. They are ministers. That's what the scripture says in the book of Romans. They are ministers. All of these people that are law enforcement, judges, they're ministers, because they're administering order and peace in the earth. And order and peace comes out of God himself. He's the one that brings order out of chaos. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you for joining us today. You're in touch with Global Time with Christ Jesus. And, of course, I'm your host. So privileged to be Aubrey Gregory on this Tuesday morning. Welcome to you. If you haven't been with us for a while, well, we want you to know that you're welcome. And I can see that some of you... we've been missing you for some time, and you're with us today, so thank God for you. And I trust that our session today serves you in a mighty way that promotes praise to our Heavenly Father in your heart and confidence in him in your heart. I see a signal that someone would like to be heard, and so your mic is live and you're on. If you would, you can go ahead and speak.
Good morning,
Good morning. Sounds like Brother Willie Smith. How are you?
I need some prayer. This last night when I came home, I had a real sharp pain around my heart, a couple of sharp pains around my heart. Would you pray for me? I have some medication for it. But this was sharper than any I ever had.
Okay.
So would you pray for me, please?
Okay. All right. Thank you for your prayer request, and I'm thrilled that you have the confidence in the Lord that you would allow us to agree with you in faith. Father, we thank you for our brother, and you're the one that has kept him all of these years. And you have blessed him with your salvation and your grace and your mercy. We thank you for him. And Father, now we join our faith to his. We assemble ourselves in the power of agreement. And we know, Lord, that your hand is extended with healing in it. We ask right now for the healing that is needed in our brother's body right now. We command every organ, every tissue, every muscle. We command every cell at the level of the blood. All of the means, God, that you have designed to support health, we speak to that entire system in his body right now, in the name of Jesus, that health would appear where there's lack of it, that ease would replace disease, in the name of Jesus. Touch his heart. Touch that organ. Touch every connective tissue in the name of Jesus. Give him a new heart. Even now, you are the surgeon. Move by your spirit, by the blood of Jesus Christ, by his stripes. Brother Willie is healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Willie, place your right hand over the area of your heart.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. That's the hand of the Lord, hand of healing and faith. Believe in the name of Jesus. You're healed. And Father, we stand against every worry, every fear. We know the devices of the adversary who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But we know you, Lord. You are the Lion of Judah, the conquering Lion of Judah. Every weapon formed against our brother today is null and void, and we command the enemy to take up their weapons and to flee. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, today for the good report of recovery, of restoration, of strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Praise his name. Here's a song that comes to bring us healing, bring us restoration.
Hallelujah.
Recovery.
Hallelujah.
Yes. It's about the heart. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is about the heart in every way, physically, spiritually.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's our healer. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Well, we see someone else would like to be heard, and let us make sure that they can be. And your mic is open. Go ahead and you can speak.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise His name.
God says, wait on Him and He will strengthen our heart.
Yes.
He is the keeper of our heart. Every part of the four chambers of our heart. Yes.
Yes.
Even the natural heart. That's right. The heart that beats now. He has it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Lord, we just want together to just say, our heart is yours. Our heart is yours. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Our heart.
Yes.
Our soul. Our mind.
Yes.
Our strength. Belongs to you. Every breath we take is all because of you. Jesus, our heart. Our heart is yours.
Yes.
So take it all, take it all. Our life's in your hands, Lord. Take it all, take it all. Our life's in your hands.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Said, let not your heart be troubled. Not let it be afraid, because you believe in me. The Lord said, you believe in me. You belong to me. I have you in my hands. You belong to me.
Praise the Lord.
Thus saith the Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. How's that for encouragement? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I would suggest to anyone that is on with us, and we praise God for all of you. I mean, there's a turnout like you won't believe going on right now. And God is doing something. And if there is a power and authority and agreement, I can tell you there exists right this moment the awesome power of agreement. There are lots and lots of us that are on. And we thank God for each of you. And I would not let this moment slip by without taking advantage of this. If there is something that God placed on your heart to lift up before Him, now is a good time to do it. Because He has orchestrated and is doing something powerful right now, right this moment. So all you have to do is press the button, number one, on your telephone. And that causes your microphone in our studio to be live, and you can be heard. You can make your prayer request. But the tide is high today. The tide of grace and mercy is extremely high, and you want to launch your boat today. You can sail. You can sail today, because God is saying to us, what is it that's on your heart? He's asking that question. So he wants you to speak up, either praise him or make a request, but he wants to hear you. In the meantime, while you're considering that, well, by the way, I just see a signal from someone. You're live. Go ahead and speak, please. 0918. Your line is live. 0918.
Yes, Lord. You're worthy of glory. You're worthy of honor. You're worthy
yes.
of praise. Hallelujah. Thank
yes.
you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes, Father, we praise you. We praise you. We all
Hallelujah.
Have loved ones. We all have children and we have grandchildren.
Yes.
And right now, as the pastor said, as the water has been stirred, if we could
yes.
call out the names of each and every one, especially of our children and our
yes.
grandchildren, we know that we long for them to come into the fold, call their name, call them out by their name, even at
yes.
this time. Call
Amen.
Them out by their name and lift them
Amen.
Up to the Lord in the name of
yes.
Jesus. In the
Amen.
Name
yes.
of Jesus.
Yes. yes, yes.
We call for the healing of their hearts. In the
yes.
name of
yes.
Jesus, remove
yes.
their
yes,
hearts
Lord.
Of stone right
mm-hmm.
now. And
yes, Lord.
Give them part of flesh. Yes,
oh,
Almighty
yes.
God. Yes, Almighty God. Turn
yes.
them, Lord God, from their wicked ways. Father, call them by the name, Lord God. The
yes.
same voice, Lord, that you
yes.
called us, Lord God. We pray for them this
yes.
morning. And we lift them up in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, to
yes.
speak to them. Speak to them that they will
yes.
hear
yes.
and would not fear. Almighty God, call them,
yes.
Lord, by your Spirit. Raise them,
yes.
Lord God, from the depths, Lord God, of the evil pit
yes.
that they're in. Lord God, raise them up, Father God, this morning.
Yes,
yes Lord
yes.
God, by your Spirit, because your Spirit, Lord, is not by might and not by power, but is by your Spirit. Yes,
yes
Father
Lord.
God,
yes.
raise them by your Spirit in
yes.
the name of Jesus. Let
yes.
them cry out and call on the name that is above every name.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, help them,
yes.
Lord God, cry out and realize that they cannot
yes.
make it on their own. That they need
yes.
you, Lord God. They need you
yes.
now more
yes.
than ever.
Yes.
Yes. We cry out for our children today, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes.
Oh,
every one of them.
God, save them for
salvation. This is
yes, Lord God,
the name
pray,
of
Lord
Jesus
God.
On this day.
Oh,
hallelujah.
God, those that are far away from
us
and those that are near to us,
yes.
Lord God. We pray for
yes,
them this
Lord.
Morning, Lord God. We pray for
yes.
all children, Lord God, all over
yes,
the world,
Lord
God. All those that will come in contact with us, Lord God. All
yes,
of our loved ones, our dear ones, Lord God, in the
yes.
name of Jesus.
We yes,
pray,
Lord
God, for them, whether they're young or whether they're old, Lord God, we call
yes,
on
Lord.
Them out there this morning, Jesus.
Save them, Lord. Save them.
Lord God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Bring them into your flock.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
One by one, one by one.
Yes.
Call them
yes.
by their
yes.
number.
Yes.
One
yes.
by one. Draw
yes.
them, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
Do it, God, as only you can.
Yes.
Yes, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory
Lord
to God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Have
thank
your
you, Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, have your way.
Thank you, Lord.
Have your way.
Hallelujah.
Lord, Lord
praise
God.
Your name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah. 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 Begin to see your children and your grandchildren
yes.
saved God is interested in your household as well, not just you. Salvation is you and your household. Hallelujah. And because you are saved, and the enemy wants to frustrate your trust and your confidence in the Lord by having extraordinary activity go on among your household. And your household is not limited to the walls of your home or your apartment. Your household here speaks of all those that are biologically connected to you. Yes, that's your household. They don't have to be living in your house. They could be living in another state, in another country. But yet, they are part of your household because they came out of you. So there's that connection. And you and I are standing now for their salvation. In other words, they're coming to the Lord where they submit to Christ. They submit to Him. Begin to worship Him.
Yes, Lord. But dear Lord,
because
and Savior, Jesus.
The song said, every knee, every tongue shall confess He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. And our prayer is that those mouths will confess Him voluntarily, not by force. Voluntarily. They will bend the knee willingly and worship Him. And that is something that God is concerned about. He's concerned about your household.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for the salvation that comes and visits
our
households. The salvation that comes through the door, which is Christ Jesus. That salvation. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving us the confidence that our clan is in your household. We fail. We don't want to see what we're seeing, and we're not going to look at what's before the eye. We're going to believe your word. Stand on your word.
Stand on your promises.
Yes.
Stand on your word.
Lord.
That salvation occupies our household. Your salvation. The name of Jesus. Well, praise the name of the Lord for what He's saying to us right now. That's a concern to Him. And while we are on that, I have on my on our prayer list today to pray for pastors and their flock.
Amen.
That is a household as well. The assembly, the pastors, and the flock. That's a household. Father, we thank you today for the angels that you've called to be flaming fire, to be lamps in the sanctuary. Thank you for pastors, even now. And Father, we know that the pastors go through a lot in doing the task of shepherding. We pray right now to strengthen every pastor on this day that needs that, no matter where he or she is. Give them extra strength. Renew them with vitality in their mind, in their spirit, in their body. And we pray for their flock. that they would be able to lead the flock in power, in wisdom, in authority. We pray for each member of the flock that they would be sheep and not goats. We thank you, Lord, for pastors and their flock. We pray in particular today, this day, for Pastor Annie West, that you would strengthen her and the flock, continue to move mightily amongst them. We pray for Pastor Lavelle Jones. You would strengthen her as well and the flock that she leads. We pray for Pastor Awiyale, that you would strengthen her and the flock there and the assembly. And Father, for these pastors and these sheep, we rebuke every strategy of the enemy who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We speak life over them, and that more abundantly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, our time is up. But thankfully, we're still in the presence of the Lord, even as we leave from being assembled here together. I want to thank you for joining us on this day. Your presence is important to the Lord, and of course, to me and to the rest of us. And you may think that you're insignificant. No, you're not. You're as important as anyone else to this ministry and to this task. God knows that, and God says that, and I agree with God, and I would love for you to agree with Him as well about who you are in Him. The earth needs you to be the light that you are through Christ. Hallelujah. So right now, I would like to share with you God's benefits, even as we leave. So right now I will read in our hearing the benediction. And it's coming from Romans chapter 16, verse 25 through 27. Now to him that is of power to establish you, according to my gospel, and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever and ever. Amen. I'm especially looking forward to seeing you again tomorrow, being with you. My heart's thrilled. I have a quiet mind as we leave. How about you? God bless you richly on this Tuesday. It's the day that He has made. Walk in victory. Be blessed.